This is Under Understood.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Billy.
Hey.
Hi.
We've been doing a lot of new segments lately. People may have
noticed. If you have another new segment, Billy, I'm out.
No, well, listen, okay. People love the new segments.
Mm-hmm. Is that the feedback we're getting for sure?
I mean, people do seem really into Mandela or the Man.
I don't have access to the internet, but I'm told
you don't have access
through my sources that you? People...
How are we talking to you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where the end of this wire leads to on this microphone. But I'm told people love the new segments. And the purpose, one of the purposes is to involve more people. And we've been getting a ton of Mandela or the Man responses. That's my hit new segment. Mm-hmm. I also unveiled Got or Not, which I can feel the gust of wind that is carrying the responses for that. I can feel it hitting my face. But there's another segment that I want to share so that people can send in their ideas for this. And this is one that we originally debuted on our Patreon. If you are a supporter on Patreon, you may have heard this before. But good news for you, there's a new bonus episode, a live recording that we did last week. It actually includes a Mandela or the Man. Actually, it includes three Mandela or the Man segments.
Yeah, I think that's when we decided you could call it a hit segment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's up if you're a supporter on there. And if you're not, there's like well over 100 episodes that we've done on there. And one thing we started doing towards the later end of doing our bonus show on there is that I started experimenting with new segments that we could bring here to the main feed. So this is one of them.
What's the name of this segment?
It can't really be that bad, right?
Oh, another classic. Okay.
Yeah, so I want to share that. And then at the end of this episode, we have a quick update on a previous listener question, the thrilling conclusion to the disembodied head growing broccoli question that we received.
Oh my God.
And so if you've already heard the segment we're about to play, we'll put the time code in to skip to that because we have the resolution and we also have a new question from that listener who sent us that question or sort of a new open-ended thing that I want people's help diving into. But for now, enjoy. Can't really be that bad, right? I have a new segment.
Ooh. Oh. I love segments that we do once.
And it's called It Can't Really Be That Bad, right?
Is this a segment where you discover you've done something illegal and you investigate the maximum penalty of it?
While my court case is pending.
Yeah, it can't really be that bad, can it?
Let's sort out my defense.
I like the theme of you did something and then you try to find out afterward if it's bad, which I feel like I do all the time.
These are all much better than my actual segment.
Well, what is the segment?
Okay, well, on It Can't Really Be That Bad, right? We take some brief, scandalous claim about something on the internet. Maybe it's a YouTube comment or a tweet, or maybe it's a short line in the controversy section of a Wikipedia page. And we ask the question, it can't really be that bad, right?
Okay.
The other thing you need to know is that the answer most certainly, always, without exception, is going to be yes.
Oh, it can be that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, I mean, spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, as Miley Cyrus says, it's not, ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
Yeah.
So today's climb started on my Finsta.
You have a Finsta?
Do you guys have a Finsta?
You have a Finsta?
You don't have a Finsta?
All my Instas are Finstas. Well, actually, no. Okay. Finsta is the real one.
Oh, my.
This has always bothered me.
Debut hit single by Adrian Jeffries. All my Instas are Finstas. Not to blow the cover of my account, but one of the accounts that I follow on my Finsta is Architectural Digest, AD.
theirs is the like famous people house tours, right? Isn't that AD?
Yes.
I've seen many of these.
Yes. They have a series called Open Door.
Yes.
Okay. This is sort of the starting point of what I want to talk about. It's basically MTV Cribs, but you know, it's a little maybe more sophisticated because they try to talk about some of their like interior design choices a little bit more. Anyway, I'm browsing the feed on my Finsta, and I end up watching an Open Door video for Travis Barker's home.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, AD? I'm Travis Barker. We're in Calabasas, California. Welcome to my home.
Our generation, of course, knows Travis as the drummer for Blink-182.
I did not know that. I was just typing his name into the Google search bar when you
what?
Said that.
Come on, he's like the most famous drummer, I feel like. Who's a more famous drummer than Travis Barker?
Ringo Starr.
I mean, maybe.
Travis Barker is dating someone right now.
Oh, well, this is what I was going to say.
Who is it?
So our generation probably knows him as the drummer for Blink-182, except John.
Yeah.
But that's not really what he's known for right now, because he's currently best known for essentially always publicly licking Kourtney Kardashian.
What?
That's like their thing.
Kourtney Kardashian. Mm-hmm.
He's now married to Kourtney Kardashian.
They're married?
Licking her?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you've never seen Travis Barker lick Kourtney Kardashian?
I didn't know who this person was until 30 seconds ago.
He's like licking her at award shows. He licked her at their wedding in Italy.
No, oh.
On Kourtney's birthday, Travis...
Billy,
Travis posted a video on Instagram of Kourtney sucking his thumb. So that's just kind of their vibe, you know? They're like very into PDA. So I'm watching this video, and the AD video, not the finger sucking video, though I did watch that in my research for this.
Okay.
And what strikes me is that the house is pretty minimalist. You know, it's all neutral tones. It's very nice, but it's very safe, I would say,
mm-hmm.
which is totally fine because he says he wants it to feel like zen and calming.
The vibe of this room and my house really was just like zen. When I come home from long tours or long nights at the studio, just a place to rest my head.
So it makes sense you want to keep it simple. But when I see this, when I'm flicking my fence, when I'm flicking my Finsta and I come across this, I know I have to go into the comments, because the type of person who comments on AD videos on Instagram, they hate this kind of aesthetic. Like anything that looks remotely like it could fit in, I don't know, like a Crate and Barrel catalog.
Like cream. Everything's cream colored.
Yeah, which is very nice. Like a very nice, sophisticated look that like any normal person would aspire to have their home look like. But it makes the people in this specific comment section, it just makes them so mad. So I had to dip in. I had to see what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right. Here are some examples. Hotel Val Dirce says, so boring. Lean Jean says, all I see is OC Housewife. And then Miss Christina Cleary replied, I see specifically Fullerton Housewife. Someone else says, to be honest, nothing personal here. Another correct but boring catalog interior, showing neither individual character nor taste.
They need a pop of color.
And then another person says, Zen by Hilton, just an incredible burn. And finally, someone says, really? Did they even hire a designer? Someone replies, burn, LOL, but true. And then another person says, Waldo Fernandez is the designer. And then the original commenter says, well, he's boring.
Can we look any of this up?
Oh, do you want to see some of the video? We can watch a little bit of the video.
Yeah.
Inside Travis Barker's tranquil modern home.
Welcome to my home.
This is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. But I could just tell by looking at it that the people who comment on AD videos on Instagram would hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing really bold about it in any sense.
No.
Sure.
Zen by Hilton.
Okay, so this is my living room, and this room is also filled with some of my favorite artists. Two of
well,
which
art by those artists. It's not filled with the artists.
This is very expensive. Most people just get art by their favorite artists. I like to do a lot of phone calls. I hang the actual artists on my wall.
There's also like a painting over here that is my five favorite albums that changed my life that Courtney got me for Christmas last year.
There's Courtney. She's in a robe.
It's Courtney. Let's see if he licks her. Hold on.
He's touching her leg already.
All right, so this is my kitchen, and this is my fiance.
Oh, here they go.
What are you doing?
Drinking this matcha that you made me. Your famous matcha.
I actually make the best matcha. Way better than
the best.
Any matcha place in LA. Alfred's, Cha Cha Matcha. My matcha is actually the best.
It is.
So they're fianced. They're not married yet.
Oh, I thought they were married. I thought he licked her at her Italian wedding. Is my research really that bad? Hold on. Yeah, they got married.
Mazel tov.
I think it was just after this.
So wait, where's this going?
Anyway, I'm reading these comments, and I could read these comments all day. And there was one other thing that people kept saying, which was stuff like, oh, so this is literally just MTV Cribs now. Because, of course, Travis Barker is like from the era when MTV Cribs was a popular show.
Uh-huh. Did he have one?
He did have one.
Oh.
Yes. Do you want to watch a little bit of that?
Was it less than 13 years ago?
I think it was like 20 years ago.
Oh, because, okay, so we can't see the same house treated a different way.
Oh, no, it's a completely different house. Hold on.
Specs. 3 bedrooms, 4 baths.
What's up? I'm Travis from Blink-182, and this is my crib. Welcome. I'll begin with my fish tank.
Editing is so much better on these.
It's a 500-gallon fish tank. I don't really care about any of the fish in there besides Scooter. I don't know what any of the other fish are called. I call them the booger fish. I don't care about them because Scooter's the only one that matters, really. He was like our first baby. No one has as much personality as Scooter.
This episode is so much better than the new one.
Okay, but it's not that off. This one so far, this place kind of has similar vibes.
Yeah.
It's kind of muted colors and lots of like white and off-white. There's a little more wood. Wood's a little gross. Okay, the pantry is gross.
You want to see what's in his pantry?
This is our pantry. We got like Scooby-Doo macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Got ketchup. You got to bring ketchup to Europe and all the foreign countries because they'll charge you for this.
Got to bring ketchup to foreign countries because they'll charge you for this. How do you think he afforded that new mansion? How do you think he upgraded from the 3-bedroom, okay?
Yeah, this house is like not as nice. He definitely upgraded.
There are some strange consistencies. So one thing that happens in his new video is he has a Cadillac. When he shows his cars, he's like, here's my Cadillac. Like, I love Cadillacs.
I've had an Escalade every year since they came out with the Escalade. It's like a must in my fleet. It's perfect for the kids. It's perfect if you just need to mob out and you have a bunch of people with you. But I love Cadillac. I have Cadillac tattooed down my rib cage. I'll never outgrow Cadillacs.
And in this one, he has a whole collection of Cadillacs. He's like showing like a whole driveway full of Cadillacs.
I watch Cribs a lot. I hear everybody talking about Bentleys or Mercedes, whatever. I'm into Cadillacs.
So that's consistent.
Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas.
Taboo from Black Eyed Peas is just like hanging out in one of his rooms. They do a freestyle.
Blink 182, then we overcome.
So I'm reading all these comments that are like, oh, okay, so this is just MTV Cribs now. And underneath one of those comments, user IDK just bored says, yeah, but unlike MTV Cribs, these homes are most likely actually theirs.
What?
Found out a lot of the homes shown on MTV Cribs, the celebs just rented them or borrowed from friends.
What?
What?
Which made me ask the question, it can't really be that bad, right?
I'm just going to say the segment title doesn't really fit the question, I feel like.
What do you mean?
I feel like it's more like, that can't be right.
Okay, should we rename the segment?
Yeah, we have to start over.
Nope.
I'm just going to do one take and just use this to dub all the other ones.
Okay.
That can't be right. I'm starting to turn into
Jay Leno.
This can't be right.
Okay, so wait.
Okay, but Is it right? That's so fun.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out.
It would be so bold for a whole TV show to be built around show us your cool house and it doesn't belong to you.
Exactly. It would be scandalous.
Yeah. I mean, like, he borrowed this house and then what? He just went grocery shopping and bought Lucky Charms and, like, all of this stuff that is super personal and appropriate to him.
Right.
Don't all the, like, an MTV Cribs, you know, you see the house and you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense for this artist. Right?
You would think.
Are you going to tell me that these are not his cars, that Scooter is not his fish?
So yeah, what I wanted to find out was, do people really fake their homes on MTV Cribs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know this also now, please.
So, this is not that hard to find information on. There's one article that I think does the best job of kind of parsing through all the different rumors and slimming it down to the ones where there are interviews or other sources to confirm what was or wasn't faked. It's a BuzzFeed article. MTV Cribs was pretty much fake, and here are the receipts to prove it, by Stephen LeConte on BuzzFeed. This doesn't contain any embeds of the episodes or anything, so I've found all of these episodes. So I have clips from those, and also I've found some additional kind of audio interviews and stuff where artists talk about things related to their Cribs episode. So a big example of someone faking their home on Cribs was, this might not come as a surprise, the artist Ja Rule.
Later went on to collaborate on Firefest, that Ja Rule.
Yeah, so he would never misrepresent anything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not in the business of it. Ja Rule shows his house on Cribs. I'll play a little bit of his episode here.
Mm.
Five bedrooms, Star Island.
Star Island rental.
Yeah. Welcome.
They say it's a rental.
To the happy home.
It's massive.
It looks like a resort. He's like, I'm staying out of sandals.
This is what I like to call the open paradise.
It looks like the house from Encanto.
La Casa Madrigal.
It does seem like not particularly Ja Rule-y so far.
Yeah, honestly, it's not giving very masculine energy. And he's like a very masculine bachelor.
You're probably looking around saying it's real feminine in here, but that's cool. Oh. That's cool because, you know, ladies like stuff like that.
Okay, that's his reasoning. He's like realizing this at the same time that I'm realizing this. It's like, oh, it looks like an old woman lives here. Yeah, apparently this was just a 4-day rental.
Oh.
Great. So this is like I show up to an Airbnb and make a video in it.
Yeah, and apparently none of the stuff that he was going to do there was properly disclosed. So the BuzzFeed article links to this other article from E! News, August 31st, 2004. A Miami woman has sued Ja Rule and MTV for $1 million, claiming the rapper and his entourage trashed her rented mansion over the 2001 Memorial Day weekend. For the grand sum of $46,000, homeowner Jeanette Valera rented out her 8,000 square foot house on Miami's exclusive Star Island 3 years ago to Ja Rule's label, The Inc., for 4 days with the agreement that there would be no video shoots, loud parties, or oversized posses. Oh, guess what, Jeanette? So it goes on to say, Ja Rule and MTV allegedly took advantage of the singer's luxurious surroundings to tape an episode of Cribs, passing off the property as his own without Valera's permission. In addition, footage from the show was... Yes?
Was he passing off the place as his own to the Cribs crew?
I think they probably knew, but I don't know.
They said, okay. It says rental.
No, I know, but like, why is he liable and not Cribs in this situation?
Well, he's the one who had a contract with her.
Yeah.
Right.
No video shoots, no loud parties, no oversized posses. So it goes on. In addition, footage from the show was illegally used to promote Ja Rule's role in The Fast and the Furious.
The Ja Rule.
Yeah, Ja Rule's Ja Rule. Valera's lawsuit goes on to claim Ja Rule threw a party for 600 guests, shipping some people in by tour bus. That's an odd way to put it, shipping some people in. Shipping some people in by tour bus, which resulted in severe damage to the driveway, walls, and doors. The lawsuit claims that, quote, after the party, there were numerous syringes and condom wrappers strewn throughout the mansion, and evidence that marijuana was smoked on the property. What was the evidence?
I'm going to guess it was some marijuana.
Not only was her estate trashed, Valera's suit also states that the wild weekend, quote, caused a strain in the relationship between plaintiff and her neighbors that include Gloria Stefan, mm-hmm. Rosie O'Donnell, mm-hmm. and now Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. I love the
homeowners association.
What a community.
Yeah, like I love the little emergency meeting between Gloria Stefan, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell, Shaquille O'Neal, and this woman.
Can you believe what Jeanette did? She had a large posse.
So that's like a really over the top example. A stranger example is the singer JoJo. Let me play a little bit of her episode. And just tell me what feels different about it. Just describe what you're seeing.
Okay.
Oh.
Two bedrooms, 1.5 baths, sunroom.
Hey, I'm JoJo. Welcome to my crib. Come inside.
This is very modest.
This is just a normal house.
Yeah, so she says, this is my vacation house. I love coming
here. Uh-huh.
And she really says it like someone who is telling a lie.
This is my vacation house. I do spend most of my time in New Jersey, but I love coming here. And
where is here?
Here is Eastern Massachusetts.
Oh.
Why would a global pop star who lives in New Jersey have a vacation home in Eastern Massachusetts? Doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no like, sense.
No offense to Eastern Massachusetts.
This is some of my family. They're crazy.
They're very much not acting crazy.
Yeah. These are middle-aged people sitting on a couch.
This is like a very normal, like, oh, you're meeting your girlfriend's grandmother for the first time.
Yes.
The living room you'd walk into.
And there seems to be like a single piece of JoJo memorabilia.
Yes. Yeah, they have like one gold plaque just randomly sitting in this very quaint living room.
This is so beautiful.
Okay, hold on. She says, this is so beautiful. She walks into just a very bare sunroom. And not only is the room very bare, but there is a Pooh Bear sitting along the wall.
It's a Pooh Bear beanbag, I think.
On to the kitchen. There's a lot of mess.
Oh, my God.
We have Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's very authentically Eastern Massachusetts. I mean, it doesn't seem like a pop star's vacation home at all.
No, this looks like a generic aunt's home.
Right.
On cribs, you have to show the refrigerator. And seeing as this is my first cribs, I will let you in.
Why?
There's a whole shelf.
Pause it.
Yeah, sure.
Is that a pie and a cake next to each other on one shelf? There's like nothing in this refrigerator.
They got all the food groups. There looks to be one plastic bottle of water and then, yes, a pie and a cake.
This seems like her mom heard the crew was coming over and went to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee, like the box of Joe, and got a pie and a cake.
Okay, whose house is this?
Well, John, what did you say? It seems like...
Oh, anyone's aunt's house.
Okay, well...
Is it her aunt's house?
She said this. Again, I'm getting this from the BuzzFeed article, but this is from an interview with HuffPost. She said, the thing is, we didn't have a home at that point. My mom and I were living out of suitcases, and we were mostly in hotels. So that was actually my uncle's house on the Cape. That wasn't my house. That wasn't my stuff.
Oh, on the Cape.
She says, when I was sitting on the spinny thing, that was his kids. That's the truth. I should have bawled hard and been like, welcome to my crib. Look how luxurious it is. And I should have rented out a place. But no. I just used my uncle's crib. So that was me lying on cribs. Hold on.
Nice.
Hold on. Let me show you the spinny thing.
When I was younger, one of my favorite pastimes was the sit and spin.
Not her sit and spin. And then here is what she said about it in another interview. This is from an interview on the Zach Sang show.
You faked your Cribs episode. I learned about that recently.
Yes, I did.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so ridiculous because why wouldn't I like get a really nice place?
But exactly.
Because my family didn't have access to like we just didn't know people really that had places like that. So yeah, that was what we did. It was so stupid.
I mean, crazy. So you fake your MTV Cribs episode because you don't have a nice house for them to come to.
We didn't have any house. We were living at we had an apartment. My mom and I had an apartment. We were just,
And you felt like you couldn't show off the apartment.
It wasn't compelling enough for Cribs. So we were like, we had like 3 rooms.
Why even bother doing the episode then?
No,
for the exposure. Okay.
Obviously, yeah. Wow.
So how common was this on Cribs?
This BuzzFeed article from Stephen LeConte, it points out a bunch of other examples. The singer Robbie Williams, he did an episode where it was not his house. Oh, whose was it? It was some other celebrity's house that he borrowed.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
What?
It's a castle.
Yeah.
This is just so weird. It's like, I'm confused about why the Cribs production isn't more involved in, I guess it was a different time.
Yeah. So one thing that seemed fairly common is that it seemed pretty common that people would fake their car collections.
Hmm.
This is pointed out with Little Bow Wow's, on Little Bow Wow's episode and on 50 Cent's episode. There were things on the cars that people picked out that indicated that they were either rentals or borrowed from collectors.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Bow Wow. Welcoming y'all to my crib, you know what I mean? Check it out, man. Before I bring y'all inside, I'm going to show y'all my whips first, all right?
If you're JoJo, you're doing this for the exposure. If you're someone more famous, you're probably thinking of it more as a competition, too, with some of the more outrageous, lavish stuff that's been on the show, and you probably feel the need to, like, step it up for your episode, right?
Yeah, it's probably like they didn't even like think about it because they're just like told to do these kind of things all the time. And, I mean, it's interesting that like JoJo's is really like she had to give a speech to the class and like forgot about it and like woke up that morning and like found somebody else's speech and was like, I'm just going to read this. We'll see how it goes. Hers is very odd because she seems like she regrets it. It wasn't, I don't think it was like I'm going to subvert the form kind of a thing. However, there was someone who notably did do that.
Subvert the form?
Someone subverted the form. Any guess on who that may be?
Robert Pattinson.
No.
That was a good guess.
You're not going to guess it. It was Redman.
Yo, I was going to, but we roam. Cellular phones, doc meth, back in the flesh, blood and bones.
Let me just play some of Redman's episode and describe what you see. This is Redman Staten Island De La Casa from 2001.
2 bedrooms, 2 baths, home studio.
Cribs, this is Redman. We come to y'all live. Should I give y'all the tour right now?
He's in his bed still.
How it looks in here when there's real in here. Come on. Let's go. Over here.
Okay. This is a modest house.
This is where I got my clothes and crap.
I would call it kind of like a bachelor pad.
You know, we iron on the floor in here. You know, it's easy to iron and watch TV at the same time.
He says, I have my ironing board right here, but there's no ironing board. It's just his floor.
It's his floor.
Uh-huh. This is good. This is great.
And an iron plugged into like a power strip that is also used for its television. And I think a VCR.
I like to get right in here watching a lot of DVD movies and stuff. The nasty movies, the freaks, you know. This is for the freaks right here.
The nasty movies?
Yes. Pornographic DVD collection.
Yeah.
What? So you can watch while he irons. It seems very dangerous, honestly, now that I think about it.
Over here. It's what I got, you know, the walk-in closet, you know, hangers, You know, crap, don't even worry about that.
It's not a walk-in closet. It's
he's walking into it, I guess.
It's the opposite of a walk-in closet.
I step in and I step out. I walk in and I walk out. As long as I got my video game section here, this is all that matters.
See, this, okay, this, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, this is, oh my god. This is a nut. This is a different bedroom? Or the same bedroom?
I think it's a different room.
It's a bed in a room. And there's a very small LCD monitor on the nightstand next to the bed. And in front of it are two things. A Dreamcast controller and a bottle of Johnson's baby lotion.
And the camera gets so close to it.
You're right.
The vibe I'm looking for in this apartment is a bachelor's crib. Don't even have a coffee table. This is what an apartment looked like when a brother doing this album, or, you know, he ain't run off to the hills and buy a big crib away from the hood. You know, this apartment is right in the hood and it's nice. This
okay,
gives
so
me a sense of feeling that.
Yes.
Is this his actual house?
I'm going to guess yes.
This is his actual house.
Yes. This is how you do this.
Yes.
Yeah, this is so good.
And apparently they had sort of pressured him and asked him to use a fake house. And he didn't like that. So he convinced them to show up to this address without giving them any information about the house.
Oh my God.
And they were like, well, we're here. I guess we have to do it. And they proceeded to do this whole episode, which I think is not what they wanted to do. I don't think they were on board with this like as a bit or something. I think they were just kind of forced to do it because he was like, all right, come to this address. It'll be good. I promise. And he talks about this in some interviews, which I'll play in a moment.
I'd like to thank y'all for coming out to Res de la Casa. Hope y'all seen and enjoyed yourself. Next time y'all need to find me, you know, just rub these two wires for the doorbell. I know it don't work. We gotta knock. It
works. Okay, so there's two.
Okay, so where his doorbell would be is just the wires. And
two
he's
wires
like,
sticking out of the front.
Exposed
of his
wires.
He's saying just connect them and it rings the doorbell like the doorbell
don't
would.
Don't worry about the screen, too. You know, it's still good. You know, this is what I like to do, man. I see y'all next time. Peace. And bring me something to eat back.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was really good. Good job, Redman.
Yeah, so I think that is the way to do it here. Here is him on an episode of the show Drink Champs talking about that. So this is more recently. This is, I believe, this would be like 2019 or something like that.
We talked about it, and it was like, I was like, we want you to do MTV Cribs. Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. They say, yo, we got a house that we would like to put you in. I was like, oh, word? And I had to think about that shit. Yeah. My brand was on the line. In the midst of that decision, I had to make a real executive decision on that on that answer, and I said, you know what? No, I don't want to rent a house. I want y'all to come to my house. Uh-huh. And they ain't have no idea where the fuck they was coming to.
Now, where was this house at?
This house was in Staten Island. So these motherfuckers showed up like a half hour early trying to be all cocky and shit at my door, you know, half hour early, and they came in my shit. They was like, damn. This is where you staying at for real? I was like, yeah. This is where we shooting at for real. And they was like, okay, let's get the cameras rolling, let's set up. And they came in with an assumption and they left with an understanding, with appreciation of how an artist can be so known to the world, but appreciate staying in a spot like this to generate his brand. And still to this day, I'm right in that spot.
But the bell didn't work, though.
The bell still don't work. Oh, yeah. It don't work. It don't work.
Love it.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it. And he also said in another interview from, I think, 2015, he said that they showed up earlier than they were supposed to. And so, like, he legitimately was asleep. So he's like, well, if you want to come in and film, you got to film me getting out of bed. And also, I'm sorry, but, like, my cousin is still asleep in the basement. So we're going to include that, too.
Wow, that's so real. That's so authentic.
Obviously, I think this is the way to do it. So the answer to it can't be that bad, right, is that, yeah, they
it was
faked
that bad.
A lot of stuff, and they encouraged people to fake stuff and kind of amplify their lifestyles.
And it was all fake.
And really, the only person to truly stand up to it was Redman. And I think now it's like kind of one of the most popular legendary episodes of MTV Cribs. So really, he knew what he was doing. So I would say my advice to any celebrities out there who listen to the show, if you're asked by AD to do open door, like, just be real. Don't clean the place up.
Keep it real. Keep it authentic.
Keep it authentic.
Well, I got to go shine my marble, so.
Okay, great. I got to go. I need to go play Dreamcast and watch some pornographic DVDs. Okay, well,
I need to go iron and watch some pornographic DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Careful on the rug.
Hello, we're back.
Back in the present.
Back in the present. So, I have a thrilling conclusion to a previous listener question. I'd like to play a little bit of this question again for people who aren't familiar with it. This was a question someone sent in to our voicemail, 212-994-4882. That's 212-99-44-8882.
Sounds so slick when you do it. I can't remember literally the first digit.
212, come on.
Okay, that I got. But after that, it's a blank box in my head.
John could end up calling anyone in New York City.
Yeah.
Hi, Understood. My name is Emily, and I live in North Texas, and I'm calling because I've been searching for this Android app that I had in about 2012 or 2013. I was in eighth grade, where you take care of this disembodied cartoon adult man's head, and it grew broccoli from its hair follicles.
Great voicemail. One of my favorite voicemails we've received. And thanks to our listeners, we found the game.
Oh my God.
Or our listeners found the game, I should say. On Reddit, we have a subreddit. If people aren't aware, people discuss episodes there sometimes. And in the discussion thread, a user named Firestarter Method said, "Pretty sure I found the hair game." And they linked to a web page. Here's the web page.
Appget.com?
Yes.
When
describe to me what you see on this page.
So I don't speak the language that this page is written in, so I can't tell you what it says.
Google Translate says it's Japanese.
Yes.
The app doesn't look like I was imagining the app to look.
No.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
This is like...
It's like if a chia pet was growing broccoli.
Yeah, so this link will be in the show notes. People can follow along.
The man looks like if you were playing Pictionary and somebody said George Costanza with broccoli on his head.
Sure, yeah,
so
maybe.
Google Translate, I opened this in the Chrome browser, and Google Translate translated this to English, and it says, "Bald para, let's hair growth."
Yeah.
A mysterious hair growth game that grows various hairs on the head of a bald man.
Mysterious.
Hage para let's hair growth is a hair growth game where you grow various hairs on the head of a bald man. Yeah, you already said that. It's already strange at the point where I've grown a lot of hair. But in this game, for some reason, when I think my hair has grown, it suddenly turns into broccoli. I gave up 100 steps and the broccoli was fine, but when the bowling pins started to grow, my head started to hurt.
Oh yeah, there are bowling pins.
The purpose of this game is to raise the level of the old man by eating various hairs using various hair restorers. There are also replay elements such as buying fashionable goods in exchange for curly hair. It's a game with a lot of quips, but the concept is really interesting. So if you like fungi type breeding games, give this a try.
Yeah, fungi-type breeding games.
The screenshots are so upsetting.
Wait for the hair to grow first. The hair that grows will change depending on the hair restorer you use. When the hair roots are visible and swaying, you can't do it yet. Wait until it's fully grown. When it's completely grown and it's no longer hair, grab it and bring it to your mouth. You can get experience points by eating hair.
What the hell?
As the level increases, the speed of hair growth will increase. Let's eat more and more.
Ew.
The publisher of this game still makes games. They still make games for iOS and Android. However, they don't make this game anymore.
Okay.
I called our listener to see if she knew where we had got with this, if she had heard the episode, if she had seen any of the follow-up.
Yeah, I saw, and it looks like that's the game, I think. That thread I'm thinking about is the one you're referring to. It was weird. Like, I forgot that he was just, like, a blobby old man.
It's definitely different from what I was expecting. I thought it would be a lot cuter.
Yeah. So Emily had been following along with some of this conversation on Reddit, and she saw this link that I sent to you. But the thing with this link is that you can't download the game from here. There are download buttons for Android and iPhone, but they're both grayed out. Mm. But I found a link to the Google Play Store that no longer works. But what that was at least able to give us was like a... What is it called? It's like the unique identifier for the app.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Someone named Nardog in our Discord server used that to find the app on APK Pure, which is, you know, a website that backs up and archives the installer packages for Android apps.
Okay.
You can, in fact, download the game.
Does Emily still use an Android phone?
She does.
Okay.
But she was like, I don't know, I'm older now. That was when I was a young teenager. I was like 14.
I feel like I'm kind of more aware of like, you shouldn't just download random apps that you can't even like understand anymore.
I mean, it's probably good, but...
Don't put unknown software on your phone.
Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable stance to take. Mm-hmm. However, I do think I know at least one person who would install a random APK they find on the internet.
Is it you?
No, it's John. John?
Oh, jeez. Okay, I've been nominated. Yeah. Okay. Before I do this, what are the actual... Do we have reason to believe this is like a dangerous app to install on my phone?
No. This is a company that still makes games. There's no reason to believe that it's bad. And download links on APK Pure are usually good, as far as I'm aware.
This is an old phone that I haven't turned on in a very long time. So that actually is presenting a problem for getting the link onto the phone. Here we go. It wants to access my files and media. I'm going to turn that off.
Yeah, maybe not.
What, does it need to grow your personal photos on its head?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I've turned off the only permission it asked for. I'm going to hit continue. This app was built for an older version of Android and may not work properly. Oh.
Ooh. Hey.
Okay.
Is that the sound of broccoli growing?
Do you love it?
It's... Do I love it is a question. I'm taking
Emily
screenshots
said
all this.
She remembers a montage from the beginning that explains the origins of how this man got to the point where he has to grow broccoli on his head.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hit the start button then. Yep, this is it's still photos. It's like a comic. I've grown my first broccoli sprout.
Congratulations. So it's always broccoli? Aren't there also mushrooms?
Oh, no. A bowling pin just grew on his head as well.
Yeah, I thought it was bowling pin. Yeah.
Oh, things are just growing without me doing anything.
Oh, I thought you had
pop-ups.
To throw the hair restorer on there.
So now there's like a soap button. Let's hit that.
To clean the broccoli?
He cleaned his head. Now it's shiny. The bowling pin is kind of swaying in the breeze. Let's hit the soap again. Oh, the bowling pin fell off his head and he looked distressed for a moment.
Okay, great. Now imagine you're a 14-year-old girl. Are you having fun?
So Emily did not speak Japanese when she was playing this.
No, she didn't speak Japanese. She probably spoke maybe a little bit of Chinese because she was taking a Mandarin class. But I think she basically just, you know, as a teenager saw this app. It's not in characters that she recognized. And so just categorized it in her head as like foreign app. I'm not going to even try to read what's going on. I'm just going to click around and have some fun.
I'm just surprised because it seems to be a very text-heavy game. Like, every time you tap something, there's another screen that you have to hit an OK button for.
Yeah, I think that's what she wanted. I think this kind of, like, confusing, like, I don't know what I'm looking at, I don't know what I'm doing, is what she was seeking at that time.
Uh-huh.
And according to her, that's a lot harder to do on the internet now. So what Emily does, she says, is instead of trying to make the present more weird, like the internet she used to remember, she instead just goes way further back, like to the 1700s, and
what
goes on Google Books and just limits to like centuries ago and just sees what she can find. There was one particular thing she said that she remembers finding that struck my interest.
One thing that's also very fun to do that I learned about in college is you go to like Google Books and you just like start searching stuff and you set the filters to like, gosh, like the 1700s or 1800s. You can find like some really cool stuff. I found it was like this guy, it was like written in like the 1700s, but he was trying to do science. And I think I just searched like pets or something. I found this guy, like, he was writing this, like, passage about his guinea pig, and I think he, like, tried to give his guinea pig, like, a gun or something, and the guinea pig's, like, just being a guinea pig. What? And he's like, the guinea pig does not know how to use this gun.
He gave his guinea pig a gun?
Something like that. I don't remember if it was a gun exactly, but, like, something that's, like, like, why did you have to do that? And of course, it's a guinea pig. He doesn't have hands, really.
Yeah.
It feels like a cover up for something much worse, you know?
Oh, right. Like, I didn't shoot my wife. I'm just a scientist.
Yeah, exactly. I just gave my guinea pig a gun. I don't know how anything happened.
It's an experiment.
Well, you've never given a guinea pig a gun?
I don't think they have thumbs.
So, yeah, she wasn't sure if that was exactly what it was. But if anyone can find anything about this, I would really like to know what the story is and share it with people. Emily says she'll look, but for now, it's wherever the broccoli man's head used to be floating around until our listeners were able to pull it back into our reality. How's your game going over there, John?
Is the hair growth good or bad?
It says I'm at level 1 and there's a progress bar and it's black, so I'm assuming...
See, you don't need to read Japanese. You know exactly what's going on.
He can become dirty somehow. I'm reading the help. There's a screenshot where his head is full of broccoli, but the rest of him is completely filthy.
I mean, that's not that surprising. If you met a man who was growing broccoli on his head, would you be surprised to find out he's completely filthy from the
head
down?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Broccoli grows in dirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
This adds up.
All right. Well, you enjoy that. And thank you to our listeners, particularly Firestarter Method and Nardog, who helped find this.
Under Understood is Billy Disney, Regina DeLay, Adrian Jeffries, and me, John Lagomarsino. Our editor is Ryan Manning. If you've got a mystery that the internet can't answer, we want to help you solve it. Shoot us an email at hello@underunderstood.com or leave us a voice message. We love voice messages. The number is 212-994-4882. And your question could wind up on the show. If you want more Under Understood, you can follow us on Mastodon, Twitter, Instagram. We have a subreddit. And our website is underunderstood.com. And if you enjoy the show, why not recommend it to a friend? We would really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back in a week with another episode.